Just one halakha in the procedure in making Shiva Berachot. In a case where, let's say we're talking Sephardim, after they got married, and now they have the week of the Shiva Berachot. According to Shulchan Aruch, at the Shiva Berachot, the law says that we do not recite all seven berachot unless the seudah is taking place in the Bet Hatan, in the house where the Hatan is, where the Hatan lives. Most of the Shiva Berachot that we do in our time is not in Bet Hatan. It's done either by a relative or a friend or a restaurant somewhere that the friends are taking them to. And therefore, Hakam Avadya holds, as well as Hakam Ben Sion and other Gedolei Poskei Hazman, that for Sfaradim they should not make seven Berachot. There's a Machloket on this. The Birkat Hashem wants to say that even according to Maran, Bizman Hazeh, you can make all seven Berachot. I asked Hakam Baruch Alav Shalom, and he himself did not make the Shiva Berachot. He wouldn't protest so much because he was happy that the people at least were doing something, but he himself, his personal opinion was that for Sephardim, when they make the Shiva Berachot outside of Bet Hatan, they should only make two Berachot. That's not the halakha that I came to tell you today, that we've discussed in previous daily halakhot. The halakha that I came to tell you today is the procedure. Most people get confused. What do you do after Birkat HaMazon? How many cups do you use? And what Berakha do you make first? And what Berakha do you make second? It is very clear from Rav Chida in Shelot U'Tshuvot Chaim Sha'al Chelek Aleph Simam Mem Dalad, as well as the Sidur Bet Oved, as well as the Sefer Eretz Chaim Setehon and Ibn Ezer Siman Samech Bet, that all say the same thing. You use one kos, and first you make the Murepri Agefen, which is for the kos of the Birkat HaMazon, and then after you make the kos of Gefen, on that same cup, you make also the Beracha Harita, the last Beracha, Asher Bara, Sasum V'Simcha, Hatam V'Kala, and after that, the Mevarech drinks, like he would always drink. Then you pour a little for the Hatan, for the Kala as well, in order to give them from the Kos Beracha. There's confusion. People don't know. People sometimes take two cups in that case. But it's not so. When you're making two Berachot, the last Beracha is considered an extension of the Kos of Birkat HaMazon. You're making the last Beracha is like a din in the Birkat HaMazon Kos. It's not a separate Berachot that stand alone, that need a separate Kos. So therefore, take one kos, you say Gefen, you say Asher Baras Asum V'Simcha, you want to give it to somebody else to make that Beracha as well, it's okay. And then you're able to drink and then make the last Beracha. And then, of course, the one that was Shoteh, a Revi'it, makes the Beracha Harona of Ala Gefen. So that would be the procedure. That's the way Birkat Hashem says it as well in Chelek Dalet. In Birkat Hashem on page Shin Sadi Dalid, Kishemibarchin Achar Birkat Mazon Beracha Asher Bara Bilvad, Mibarchin Ota Ala Kos Shibirku Ala Birkat Mazon, Mibarech Tehila Burepri Agefen, Vahalka Mibarech Asher Bara Veshote Revi'it Meakos.